Algernon, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. We have some interesting developments in Las Cruces. A pedicab service is coming to town. Can you tell us more about that?
Pedicab. Some people think of them as rickshaws. These are open-air cabs that are operated by pedal, and you passengers sit behind the driver in a kind of a carriage, often canopied. And the city of Las Cruces has bought into an initiative with a private company that's going to bring this service to downtown.
Okay, that sounds interesting. So this is sort of a public-private partnership of sorts?
It is definitely a public-private partnership. Blake Gumprecht has a report on this last week. So the city is partnering with the Mesilla Pedicab Company, which is actually based in El Paso, and the founder is an Aggie. His name is Cesar Martinez, and he operates these pedicab services in Mesilla and El Paso, kind of limited because for safety reasons, and also they're a little bit weather sensitive, but they're a very nice way to get around a downtown area or take a tour when the weather's nice.
Downtown, it looks like with this, a lot of folks can just hop on a pedicab and get around to the different places that they want to visit. New restaurants coming in, so I know there's a lot of excitement about that. Also, on the NMSU campus, we have scooters recently being unveiled on campus. So could we see sort of a possible transformation with how people are getting around in Las Cruces now?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this isn't something that's really going to seriously compete with cars, but on the NMSU campus, you can now rent scooters and take them around campus in areas where cars don't go and where people need to get around quickly. Downtown, these sort of cabs, these canopied cabs are nice, not very loud, not very polluting, and pleasant way to get around downtown on a weekend night when the weather is nice. It's a quality of life enhancement as well as a business opportunity.
Very interesting to see how this develops. I want to move on, Algernon, and talk about something that's been in the national headlines. And I think many people here are already familiar with President Trump's proposed border wall. Now, you've got something about how military installations and the folks in those communities are a little bit concerned that this proposed border wall may be taking money away from their community.
Exactly. I mean, this is a business story. The border wall and the immigration issue are very emotional issues. These are political hot button issues, but they also hit us in the pocketbook, right? For instance, when the president issued an emergency declaration to allow him to appropriate money himself to funding sections of the border wall that Congress did not support, that money has to come from somewhere. So I did a report at the end of last week about a list of military construction projects that potentially could be diverted. These are projects that were appropriated by Congress but have not yet been awarded the money. And that includes military installations all over the United States and our four big ones in New Mexico: Kirtland Air Force Base, Cannon Air Force Base, Holloman, and finally White Sands Missile Range. They stand to lose a lot of money.
Now, I know this has to concern a lot of folks. You know, for example, in Las Cruces, White Sands Missile Range is a major employer for this community. So what are people saying as far as this potentially happening? I mean, is there any talk? I know some senators have talked about taking some action on this.
Absolutely. There's a legislation proposed to rein in the president's power to reappropriate money. For the most part, the delegation is talking about security at these installations. A lot of the projects, including the ones here in New Mexico, are for security upgrades and training facilities. And it's a lot of money. $40 million at White Sands Missile Range alone to replace a 57-year-old facility. But it's not just a safety issue. It's also, these are construction jobs. These are facilities that impact private partners on the range as well as the military installations. So there's an economic impact here that's significant.
All right, Algernon, we will pay attention to this topic as it moves forward. Thanks for joining us on the Monday Business Watch.
Ciao.